In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. As I have announced right now, this Saturday, tonight, and tomorrow will be the last week in the Coptic year 1731. And because the year 1731 is a leap year means 366 days. And in the Christian year, to know the leap year in the Christian calendar, to know the leap year, we divide by four. However, the Coptic calendar, we add one and then divide by four. So this year is 1731 plus one, 1732 divided by four, then it's leap. Why? Because the Coptic year precedes the Christian year. It begins at September, as you know. So this year, the beginning of Nairuz, of the Coptic year, will be September 12, not September 11. That's why we'll celebrate on Friday evening, the eve of the new Coptic year. And all the feasts and the occasions from September 12th until February 29th will be shifted one day. Yani, for example, Christmas this year will be January 8th. However, so as to remove the confusion, we celebrate 2 days, 7th and 8th. The Epiphany will be January 20th, not January 19th. And so on. And we go every feast for St. Mary at the end of January, or St. Anthony, all the feasts of the martyrs and saints will be shifted one day. And then it comes normal on the 29th of February, 2016, which is leap year. And from the 1st of March, everything come back to normal. That's why some people put their occasions and celebrations on September 11th, not noticing or recognizing that it's 12. One of them, unfortunately, which caused great problem to us, is Mahragan al-Kiraza. They, unfortunately, they put the competition between Montreal and Ottawa in Montreal on September 12th, not recognizing that September 12th is the beginning of the Coptic year. They thought it would be 11th. Why do I say that it's a problem? Because we are receiving His grace and by Clemandus, and we have some shamamsa, some deacons, whom I want to promote them to the order of Ognostos, but because they have to go with their classes to the competition, they will miss this occasion. And also some people will also miss the liturgy because they have to be early in the morning in Montreal. They will leave as early as possible from Ottawa. Anyhow, you know that the Coptic year is not a new calendar. The Coptic year is the same old Egyptian year. The Egyptian calendar started at the year 4642 before Christ, one of the oldest calendars in the whole world. Yeah. Which? Yeah, yeah. When he said the new, it was Abib, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. But at the time it was not known as Coptic calendar. It was known just old Egyptian calendar. And this year, or this calendar, is built on the star, not on the sun or on the moon. And this is the main difference between the old Egyptian year, which is now year of martyrs, or calendar of martyrs, or Coptic calendar, and the Christian year. I'll explain it to you. I find it's good for you to know something about this calendar, to have an idea about the different calendars that we use nowadays and the difference between each. So the old Egyptian calendar starts with, as I said, with the star. It's a star calendar. There is a star called the star of Ashara al-Yamaniya. Ashara al-Yamaniya. And this Negm, this star, is from the group of the stars called the group of the shining stars. The most shiny moment of the year is September 11, is now, September 11, midnight, which coincides the first of Tut. But it wasn't September 11. I will explain to you when did it change, haven't changed into September 11. It used to be August 29th. August 29th. So this year is 365 days plus 6 hours. Exactly. Exactly. That's why the Egyptian scientists decided to have 13 months in the Coptic year, in the Coptic calendar, not 12. Every month, 30 days. And the last one is the short month, 5 days or 6 days. 5 days in the normal year, 6 days in the leap year, like this year. And in the very old times, all the employees used to have salary 13 times. Even for the 5 or 6 days, it was calculated as a full month. So they used to have 13 salaries, monthly salaries in the year. The Christian year is another story, huge story, interfered in it. Julius Caesar, and August Caesar, and each of them put his name on one of the months, July and August. Julius for Julius Caesar, Augustus for Augustus Caesar. But anyhow, for some reason, the scientists in the year 1584, after Christ, in the West, had an argument. They said the calculation of the Egyptians is not correct. The year is not 365 days plus 6 hours. It's not exactly 6 hours. We found it 5 hours, 48 minutes and 11 seconds. So they deducted the difference between the 6 hours and the 5 hours, 48 minutes and 11, and they became 10 days. They calculated that not from the beginning of Christian year, but they began it or calculated it, unfortunately, from the year 325. Why? Because in this council, which is the first council of the churches, the hero of it, Saint Athanasius, decided that Church of Alexandria will determine the time of the Great Lent and the Easter. So they said it's mistake in the calculation of the Egyptians. They calculated it from 325 to 1584. They became 10 days. So the people slept, finding the calendar 29th of August, and they woke up finding the calendar September 9. The mistake which happened in the West is that we are not building our calculations on the sun determinations or calculations, but on the star, which is very accurate. Here is the conflict. So 25th of December was in the past coincides 29th of Kiak. Now 29th of Kiak, our Christmas celebration is January 7th because of this difference. Because every 128 years and some hours, they deduct one day. So they became 10 days, now they are 13 days. 29th of December, of August, now September 11th. Is it difficult what I said? I'm trying to simplify it as much as I can, just to know the problem. The problem between East and West has nothing to do with dogma or faith or spiritual or anything. It's only calendar difference, different calculations of the calendar. The problem of the Jewish year is that it's a moon year. And the moon year is less than the Christian year or the Coptic year with 11 days. That's why every year you find that Ramadan is shifted 11 days. كل سنة. فهو بيلف يبقى في السمر وبعدين the winter وبعدين يعني 11 days, 11 days, 11 days, 11 days. The calculation of the Easter from the Coptic Church was built on this difference, the 11th. They put a cycle of 209 days, which is the time of the turning of the moon around the sun. 209. They made cycle of 19 items. Every item different 11 days. So for example, this year, في 11 days difference. Next year, هيبقى في قد ايه? 22. The year after, هيبقى ايه? 33. They deduct 30 days, والرست يبقى ايه? 3. الفورث يبقى 3 plus 11, يبقى 14. 14 plus 11, 25. Take from the next year 5 days to complete the 30 days. So minus 6. And then, so this cycle makes Easter the same every 19 years. Every 19 years, the Easter comes the same time. يعني for example, النهاردة إيه؟ سنة إيه؟ 2015. We celebrated on April. April can come, April 23rd. If you come back 19 years ago, you would find it the same. هي بتبقى cycle, 19 years, وبعدين repeat. طبعاً in the West, they had another way of calculation which makes this calculation comes every 3 or 4 years in the same time. يعني 2007, we were together. 2010, we were together. 2014, we were together. 2017, we'll be together. But 16, we'll have it May 1st. Lesson of calculations. Now, very important thing. Not important when is the Easter or when is the feast, but important how I receive the new year. How I receive a new year. Normally, every new thing is optimistic. Every new thing is joyful. Having hopes, having atmosphere of celebration, and I forgot to tell you that the Egyptian calendar was called the Coptic calendar. When? Do you know when? Who knows? Who knows when did it happen? I swear. Aywa, when? Which year? 284. Yani, for example, this year is 2015, Christian. Yes? Coptic, 1731. 284. Why? Because this was the enthronement of Diocletian, the emperor, the worst infidel who persecuted and killed 800,000 only in his era. So the Egyptians, the Copts, decided to call the old Egyptian year the year of martyrs, the beginning of the year of martyrs is September 11 or 1st of Tut, because this was the enthronement year when Diocletian became emperor of Rome, and the Istaban, including invaded lands, which was Egypt among them. For always you find 284 difference. Ayagmi.
Is a Coptic month, is the meaning of the Coptic month, each one has meaning of the gods in Egyptian mind? Like two each one has something meaning?
Yeah. All the Coptic months were gods from the Egyptian era, from the Pharaoh's era. Tut, Baba, Hathor, Kia, all of these were names of gods what we call the pharaohs at that time. Inshallah, I give you the meaning of each month. There is a certain meaning of Tut Baba Hathor Kiak Tuba Amshir. We teach our children the 12 months in a chant, kada fikrinha. Tut Baba Hathor Kiak Tuba Amshir Baramhat Barmuda Bashans Ba'una Abib Misra. أسماء فرعوني. الكنيسة يعني kept the same names. Yeah. Kept the name, same names. وعملت parable على كل واحد. أو يعني حاجة كده famous word على كل month من المونثس دي. Amir, prepare for us this. The meaning of Tut and what we say about Tut. يعني for example يقولوا إيه برمهات روح الغيط وهات. It's the harvesting time. توبة طبعا عشان تخلي الصبية كركوبة because it's very cold month and so on. Anyhow, now I have to ask myself, how can I receive the new Coptic year? As I said, the beginning is always optimistic, as always carrying hopes. However, I cannot begin without feeding back the old ones. Yani, the beginning is always important. The beginning of the day is the prime prayer. صح? And in the prime prayer we say, we pray to the true light. بنقول له إيه؟ أيها النور الحقيقي الذي يريد لكل إنسان. Or true light who enlightens to everybody, everyone comes to the world. And when we pray the psalms or the gospel, we chose, or the church chose for us, the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Logos, not the word. Don't say the word. The word is not the right word. It's the Logos. في البدء كان الكلمة. في البدء كان اللوغوس, not the word. الكلمة is very weak translation from the Greek language. It doesn't mean الكلمة. It means a logos, which is عقل الله, الله الناطق, the logic of our Lord, speakable logic of our Lord. Anyhow, the beginning of the day is important. The beginning of the week is important. That's why Sunday is a very important day in our life as Christians in the church. And the beginning of the month also. But the beginning of the year makes me feedback the whole year. What was the fruits that I gained in the year 1731? What was positive from God to me? And what was positive from my reaction to His care to me? And what was negative? What should I do? Or what should I have done and I didn't do? And what shouldn't I have done and I did? Both of them. That's why this week is a very good time for me to feed back my life. During the whole year, trying to remember everything the Lord made for me with me? How did he protect me? How did he defend me? How did he help me? How did he guide me? How did he save me? How many times did he forgive my sins and iniquities? How many times did he accept my repentance and forgive my sins? How many times? Sometimes during the businesses of the life, we forgot ourselves. It's what they call عجلت الحياة, the turning time, which takes me from day to day, to week, to month, to year. So it's a very good chance for me. And no one knows you as you know yourself. No one in the whole world. No one. You know your real life. You know that. Inshallah, God willing, I have an idea kida, to have a topic. We start not next week, the week after, because next week maybe Sayyidina Ibahina kida. So we start September 20th. What was in the past and what is now? Reconciling and joining the Old Testament with the New Testament. I heard that Abuna Dawood had this topic in the convention in Toronto. So we'll take some of his convention, his topics, and add to it what was in the Old Testament and what we have now in the New Testament. Because some people think that the Lord was very tough, strong, and there was bleedy and very strong punishments in the Old Testament, while in the New Testament, mercy and love and forgiveness. So they ignore or escape from reading the Old Testament. We'll try to reconcile the Old Testament with the New Testament together. Now, how can I reconcile the old year with the new year? How can I? Every one of us, as I said, knows what he should have done and he didn't, and vice versa. Some guidance. How far do I love God? How far? What's the answer? That one very easy. How far do I love God? How far? How far do I love Him? No limit. Infinity. Yes? Infinite love. I am here. How far? No, this is the second question. The first question, how far do I do? I love God. Everyone will say, as Saz Ahmad said, infinite. No limit. Number two. How do I express this infinite love to God? Yes, I do love Him. And if anyone asks me, do you love God? I said, oh, is it a question? Of course. I do love Him. In the Old Testament, He said the first commandment, love your God from all your heart, from all your soul, from all your mind, from all your power. Fourth thing. Do I love Him from all my heart? If I love God from all my heart, it means that I don't have any room in my heart of love of something contradicts with the love of God. If anything in my heart goes with the love of God, parallel, not against, that's great. That's great. But if anything in my heart contradicts my love of God, then I become a liar when I say I do love God from all my heart. I do love pleasures in this world. I do love lusts in this world. I do love bad habit in this world. And I do love God, but I don't love everyone, especially those who don't love me. I can't love them. How come? If anyone doesn't love me, if anyone hates me, if anyone hurts me, if anyone speaks bad on me, how come I love him? This is the question. Does the love of God contradict with the hatred or the lukewarmness or the coolness of love towards the others? Yes, it does. It contradicts. Contradicts. It's against. So I started just with one word. I do love God from all my heart. And then from all my strength. Do I use my strength really for the sake of God and the sake of my salvation or relationship with God? Or my strength is spent to many other things, could be work, which is good, but could be something else against this love. Right? Number three, I do love God. If I love, which I do, every one of you, I will be very happy to see any one of you to speak to him. Love is to exchange. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my children in the church, and you are my treasurer before God. So I do love you. I want to speak to you. If anyone has any problem and I don't tell it to him, then I am a liar when I say I do love God. Right? Right? The same with God. If I say I do love God from all my heart, but there is no real relationship with God. I give you an example. In the Old Testament, yani just the key to the series that we are going to guide. In the Old Testament, what was the holy day in the week? What was? Huh? Sabbath. Sabbath. It was Sabbath. مش كده؟ طيب. When the Lord came, what did he do in the Sabbath? The Sabbath means dedicated completely to the Lord. Yes? What did the Lord do when he came to the world? Many things. He healed. Did he eat on the Sabbath?
Yes.
Did his disciple eat in the Sabbath? Yes. Did they go more than the lawful distance, which was limited, a certain distance like 1.5 miles or 2 miles maximum? They were very strict. The Jews were very strict and very in some literal in keeping this. Yeah, I heard something very strange. When someone is going and then he finds that he reached the limited distance, he stays in his place until next day. He can't move one step so as not to break the Sabbath to this extent. Shuf how literal. So when the Lord came, what did he do for the Sabbath? Huh? The holy day became. Yeah, he said first that the Sabbath is for the man, but the man is not slave of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for the man, but the man is not made for the Sabbath. But my question, the Lord changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Is it true? What I said, is it true? Is it right? Who say right? Oh, he say rank. Who doesn't say anything? Like you have to do either right or wrong. He changed the Saturday to Sunday. Yes? Because of the resurrection. But my... Yeah.
So Sunday is still
considerable, yeah. Special day.
So we don't fast every day Sunday.
Yeah, this is the answer. The Lord did not stop Saturday as holy day or the Sabbath as the holiest day, but after his coming and resurrection, we have every day holy day. We have every day relationship with God. That's why the church put to us to facilitate it for us the Agbaya, which contains 7 prayers during the day. It means that every day has become Sabbath. Sabbath is the day of God. So every day in my life is the day of God. Every hour in my life is the hour of God. Every minute of my life is the minute of God. Every second in my life is a second of God. What does it mean? It means that my relationship is continuous with Him. I work, but my heart and my mind is joined and busy with the Lord. I study. I cook in the kitchen. I clean the house. I make shopping. Everything I do while my heart and my mind is busy. I always put the image of God before my eyes. This is the love. This is the love. So the Lord, there was separation in the past between Sabbath and the other 6 days. They were not allowed to do anything. On Sabbath, just for God, but the 6 days to do anything they want. But now we do everything, every day, every hour, every moment of my life in relationship with God. Yes, Sunday is the day of resurrection because this day became the day of resurrection in which we renew the power of resurrection within us when we partake the Holy Communion. But every day now, we are supposed to celebrate the liturgy. I was blessed yesterday to have the liturgy, and this morning to have the liturgy, and tomorrow to have the liturgy, every day, during the Great Lent, every day. Now. امتى؟ لا في العهد القديم. يا. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. When we come. When we come to the comparison between the old and the new, it will be more clear in your mind. But the idea is good. My Lord, give me, my son, give me your heart, and let your eyes see my ways. Yes, it was written in the Psalms of David, but it was during their prayers, but not in the Ten Commandments. It was an inspiration from the whole Testament, from the Holy Spirit to David and the two prophets in the Old Testament. However, but I want to interfere this, but however, in the Old Testament, he was emphasizing on the asluk, the behavior. But in the New Testament, he was emphasizing on the inside. And this is the main difference. For example, in the Old Testament, the commandment would say, do not kill. Right? But the New Testament say the same, still the same, do not kill. But it elevated the commandments to be, love everyone. Do not even hate. In the Old Testament, it can be all, love your neighbor, love your relative, and hate your enemy. Yes? This is the top that the people in the Old Testament can do or could do. But in the New Testament, it's different. I give you just one example. Children of Israel in Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, yeah, they were led with a pillar of light. But the pillar of light was outside. Yes? In the night, it became just a cloud and a fire to warn them. Where is the light in the New Testament? Where? Within us. And this is the main difference. So the light was leading them from outside, but in the New Testament, the light became inside us. That's why the Lord said, let your eye be pure for your body to be enlightened. But if your eye is not pure, then the light within you become darkness. And this is the main difference. So the commandment was outside of the people, but inside in the New Testament. There are many differences. Very good study. I will ask you to prepare some books from here and there, comparing between the Old and the New Testament. It will be good study for us. Anyhow, back to the love. If I do love God, it means that I do love to speak to Him. Then I ask myself, how often do I speak to God? And not only how often, but how do I speak to God? Not only how often. It means it's not important the quantity. More important is the quality. How do I pray to Him? Every time. How do I use the agbay? Number two, how do I fast? Not how many days. How do I fast? What is the concept of the fasting in my life? Not how many I give alms, but how do I give alms? Do I give alms and charities, helping the poor because it's appointed to the Lord? When I visit a sick, I visit the Lord. I conclude with this story. When we were in England, and Mary was sick before the operation, Amba Athanasius came to visit us. And we were in a very small flat, very small. One room, one bedroom, one kitchen. Sometimes I used to sleep in the corridor between the doors, between the rooms when we had guests. Anyhow, Amba Athanasius came to visit her, and he entered the room and he sat on the ground. I said, Sayyid, impossible, there is a chair here. He said, no, I'm not visiting Mary, I visit Jesus Christ. I sit under his feet. I'm not visiting the sick. I visit the Lord himself, Jesus. This is what Jesus taught me. When I visit the sick, I visit the Lord. When I give the sick, I give the Lord. When I help the sick, I help the Lord. When I serve the sick, when I help the poor, when I serve the people in the church, I serve the Lord, not the people. Everything for the sake of the Lord. This is the love. So the beginning I said, how far do I love? And then I concluded with, how do I love? Apply that on every virtue we have to do or to live or to practice during the coming few days. Find yourself need to repent, need to confess, need to begin a good start with a good year, fruitful, joyful, successful. Go to your confession, Father, and pay back everything we owe the Lord by repenting, confessing, restarting a new life, beginning with the new year. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Thank you. Those who have time, let us pray together. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because we are ready to pray to you, saying, Our Father who art in heaven,